Close Talker heißt die Band aus Kanada, die wir gerade hörten, mit dem Stückchen The Change It Brings. Ein Auszug aus der aktuellen vierten LP How Do We Stay Here, die die Band zum ersten Mal komplett selbst produziert hat. No external producer was involved. Sie haben alles selbst kontrolliert und die Sounds quasi selbst kreiert und gebastelt für ihre LP. Heute Abend spielen sie im Internet Explorer und jetzt sind die drei Typen, die die Band ausmachen, bei mir im Studio. Ich begrüße Will, Matthew und Chris. Hier sind Close Talker. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. And they're talking closely to the mic.
We are. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. We were coached.
Yes. Yeah. How are you doing today? Everything's okay?
We're having a great day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really, it's beautiful here. It's warmer than at home, so we're very happy.
Yeah, and it's like it's not a normal situation for us Berliners right now. It's like a late kind of like Indian summer. Is that how you call it?
A second summer.
A second summer is happening. Yeah, but only for today. Only as long as Close Talker is in town.
Well, we're happy to help.
Yeah. So congratulations on that new album. How Do We Stay Here? Beautiful title, by the way, for a piece of art. I don't care which genre.
Yeah.
It wants to play at, but it's a perfect title, I think, for a piece of art.
Thank you.
I really love the sound of the record, and I've only read today that you've produced it on your own this time. Mm-hmm. There was an engineer involved called Robbie Days.
Yeah.
But he was told what to do by members of the band.
In part,
He
was definitely,
it was a conversation.
Definitely involved. But we decided to hold this one a little closer to our chest and not think so much about what other people might think and just trust our instincts and the foundation that we've built together as a band over the years. So we just decided to lean into that and to explore those areas and just really just stick to what was important to us and what felt right for us at the time. We just trusted that.
Yeah, cool. And you've made like a list of 10 commandments.
Yes, that's
which
right.
were like helping you out to not lose focus, I think.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I want to talk about these commandments in a few minutes as well, because I think it's really interesting. And I think there's the possibility of copy and pasting it for other bands.
Sure.
Because it's like, it's a universal approach.
Yeah, of course.
Kind of like. But first I want to know, were there moments during the production of the record when you were like, oh shit, we should have used a producer? It's getting so much, it's so much work to have control over every little aspect. Were there moments where you were like, ah, maybe it's too much? Or have you been confident the whole time?
I think part of it was, I would go back to one of our commandments, which was to start with what you know. And that was our approach. Whenever we were stuck on something or didn't know where to go, we would just be like, okay, we don't know what to do here. Let's move on to something else. And it was just always keeping
what do we know?
Yeah.
Let's focus
keep
on
the motivation
that.
Going and keep the workflow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So after, in moments like that, you were like, E minor is only two fingers on the guitar. I still know that.
Exactly.
Let's try that chord.
Let's try that chord. Yeah. Modest is hottest. Let's start there. Yeah, exactly. But as Chris said, it was important for us to keep momentum. So we did just focus on what was working well, and we didn't get too discouraged if we felt like we were hitting a wall or something wasn't working out. We would just move on and come back to it with fresh set of ears or a fresh mindset. And for the most part, it went really, really well. I don't know if that's a testament to us as producers or just a fluke, but we are thankful that it did really go smooth and it was special.
And I really think when I was looking at the Ten Commandments, I was like, that's a really good guideline to get through stressful moments during a recording process.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that you've just mentioned is like commandment number 7. Mm-hmm. It's called stuck, ?
Yeah.
Move on.
Move on. Exactly. Yeah.
That's easy as fuck.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Most of them are like really simple and kind of cliches, but like strangely helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just go through them. Song comes first. That's easy. I mean, you write the song, you produce the song.
Yeah.
Sometimes the song dictates what the song wants, right?
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. I understand that. No ego. Mm-hmm. Easy as well. Three guys in a band.
Yeah.
There's not one boss or something.
Yeah.
And if two people don't like the other guy's guitar riff, it's not personal.
Exactly. Right. You nailed it. Yeah. That's exactly
that
right.
That goes back to song comes first.
Super. Less is more for the great good. I get them all, but I don't get the protect the pleasant thing. What does that mean?
Oh, that was sort of, so all of these 10 commandments were sort of filtered through this funnel of, we wanted to make a record that was in our top 5 favorite records of all time, which is ambitious and it sounds arrogant to say out loud, but the records that we all collectively love are all quite pleasant sounding.
Okay.
There's not too much shrillness or harshness or anything that's very in that moment. Like, there's a timelessness to all of the records that we love. So we wanted to tap into that. So even just sonically, we wanted to, instead of having a really trendy synth line, where let's use a Wurlitzer piano or a Rhodes, because that'll stand the test of time. I'll love that in 10 years, the same amount.
Yeah, that's totally true. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially all those e-piano sounds, right? They disappear for a while, and they come back and you're like, oh, it still sounds beautiful.
Exactly, yeah.
That little vibrato.
Yeah.
You know?
And even like a lot of the guitars are like just relatively clean, just a little bit of reverb, a little bit of space, but like nothing's too wild or too, not that we didn't take risks, but we just wanted to, as it says, protect the pleasant and make sure that we're making decisions that will have longevity.
Yeah. You guys do ride together in a room. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you recorded stuff live as well, or how have you recorded stuff?
Yeah, actually we have a new live album.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be coming out this fall.
Okay.
And it's the record that we have, How Do We Stay Here, but it's performed live.
Okay.
In various cities, and then we kind of cut it up. But yeah, we for the most part on this record, we did everything by track.
Okay.
So it would be guitars and first drums, bass, vocals, all separate, just so we could really hone in on every tone that we wanted.
It may be a good idea for a record that the band produces for itself for the first time, because you know, if you don't do the live thing, there's many compromises that you have to deal
with.
And I think it's cool for an experienced producer, because he's going to be like, yeah, there's a little mistake in there, but people are going to love it, guys.
Yeah, that's the human element.
Yeah, and as a band, it's hard to accept the fact that the little mistake that you've made while singing the song will be the magic moment. You'll be like, no, I made a mistake. Damn, I can do better, right?
Yeah. This approach allowed us to kind of remain objective and listen back and be like, does that work? Does it not?
Yeah.
And always be able to like just throw that question out there. Like, is it working? That being said, we did have, like, when Chris was tracking drums, we would have, like, guitars playing at the same time just to give a little bit of energy and dynamics. And
cause feel it, like you're playing with someone.
It's got to be so hard. I'm not the drummer, just for the record. So I'm looking at the drummer now. It must be so hard to, like, play by yourself and feel all the raw energy that the song requires.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But just in your imagination.
You have to keep the parts in the back of your head and be like, yeah, this is going to be the chorus. And I'm going to
be like, lean in.
I think even in previous sessions, we even did drums without any backing track or anything to go off of. So it was like, okay, the chorus is coming up, but there's no music at all. So it's just, it's hard to have that song in mind. But this way we were playing, even playing together helped a lot.
When you're looking at when you're listening back to the live versions of these new songs, do you feel that your next record, you maybe want to record it live? Because, I mean, there must be moments in there that you don't have on the record.
Definitely. I think so. Like, I think it could be cool to experiment in it. Like, even what Chris was saying of when we did do the songs, like our second song, Wait, on the record. That one, even I think almost every part we had other guys playing in the room. We were only recording one part of the song, but just to get that energy and feel from each of the instruments. So I think it could be cool to experiment with recording more things at once. And like you said, getting a different sort of emotion or getting those mistakes that people might gravitate towards.
Yeah, because I think you guys have the skill set as musicians and you have the ears to kind of like differentiate between a mistake that has to go and a mistake that can stay, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you guys have the ears and the talent to do that. So maybe next time. Let's listen to a song that's been recorded track by track. Right now, this is Close Talk. I'm Mit Pace. And we'll talk a bit more right after this, and I'll give away tickets for tonight's show.
Terrific.
Close Talk auf Flux FM. Close Talker mit Pace auf Flux FM, 15 Uhr und 27 Minuten. You guys have known each other forever, right?
Forever. Yeah.
Like
forever.
Two of you guys have known each other since kindergarten.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to live a block away from each other, Matt and I.
Yeah,
and we would meet at the corner of the street bike up the hill to school. Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah.
So the town you're from isn't like a real big city. Kids can still go to school by bike or?
Oh, yeah. It's
still happening?
It's small in German standards, but it's for us, it's the biggest city in our province, our state. So it's called Saskatoon, and there's 280,000 people.
Whoa, which makes a city, though.
Yeah. So it's definitely a city. It has everything you need. but it's still small enough that it's like cozy and like everybody's friends and friendly and nice to each other. It's still small enough. It operates on word of mouth.
Yeah, cool. That's something that you said. I think you basically said the same thing about the Canadian music scene.
Yeah, yeah. Which it's, is like, it's cozy.
Yeah, cool though. I can imagine that being pretty cool and pretty interesting for a band like
it's
yours.
It's definitely interesting. Like we, even the famous musicians, they're not too in their own head. They're still like everyone ensures that they're giving each other the time of day, and it's not. There's no hierarchy really in the Canadian music scene.
Oh, that's cool though.
Yeah.
Well, and in our town growing up, it's a very supportive community for musicians. So it was really like awesome and supportive as a new band to play at one of our like best venues fairly soon in your career and to get that experience and, and like you can rub shoulders with a lot of the other musicians in the city really easily. So that was something that I think helped us a lot, especially when we were first starting out. Mm-hmm.
So you guys have known each other forever, but you started after high school to form that band. And that was because one of your friends got married. He was like, I need a band for my wedding party or something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool, though.
That was the catalyst that got us all
it's a very rare thing that a band that comes together as a wedding band finally comes out with some great music a few years after that.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Well, and we only did the one wedding. We didn't like become a wedding band.
That's
it was
cool,
just
though.
Literally doing a favor for our friend.
Cool.
And so
because some bands they get stuck on Sweet Home Alabama, you know? They play that song forever.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
it was
sad.
It was close. It was a close call for us. We
thank
definitely
God.
Workshopped that song for a while. Yeah.
Thank God on whatever you believe in for the fact that Close Talker haven't stayed a wedding band. I've read one little thing about a top secret plan for the year regarding a live show or something. Has that already happened?
Oh,
is it still top secret?
That did happen.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's happened now. At the time, it was top secret because it was kind of new, cutting edge. And actually, I think parts of Germany are definitely tapping into this. But we did a silent headphone concert series, which isn't new.
Yeah, cool.
But what was special about it is we used like 3D binaural 360-degree mixing technology.
Oh,
so
wow.
We put the audience in the middle of all the instruments and we were able to swirl things around them in real time. And so that was kind of cool and special and a really interesting way to sit with our record. Because our record is all about just kind of being still and recognizing special moments when they happen because they're often fleeting. And so that was a special show that we were able to present across Canada. Unfortunately, our show tonight will just be a normal rock show, which will be great and special in different ways.
Yeah.
But the headphone show was a really cool experience for us as a band.
And as much as I like the idea of the headphone and being even closer to Close Talker,
exactly.
I love the fact.
Yeah.
But I think the group effort of a normal live show when people can still hear each other's size while listening to your music and there's this guy next to you saying no, that's an important thing too.
Yeah, exactly.
Won't happen with headphones.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for coming. Close Talker waren bei mir im Studio. Heute Abend spielen sie im Internet Explorer und wer da hingehen möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030-2000-9000. Ich verlose Tickets für Close Talker heute Abend im Internet Explorer. Meine Kollegin Mila Weidelhofer geht ans Telefon 030-2000-9000. Berlin 2000-9000, that's the number.
Nice.
If there's English people peeking out there who want to win the tickets. Close Talker, thanks for visiting.
Yeah,
thanks
thank
for
you.
Having us.
Best of luck for tonight's show, and I'll see you again. I have a good feeling.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.